are on Daf and on Zayin on the base. Tana. We learned this is four lines from when the lines start broadening out. Tana. Namon Gertoshev Hoya. Namon, who Elisha was Merata from his Sarat, he became a Gertoshev. The Vuzradon was Mekabon himself, not to be neighbored of a deserve. The Vuzradon, who also did Shuve Ger Tedekoya, he was made a complete Gerus. Vibnebonov Shalhomon Lomdu Teira Vibnebrak. From Hamon's descendants, they were, Lame de Teira Vibnebrak, Vibnebonov Shal Shisro, Shisro Lindu Tinoikis, Shalimdu Malamu Tinoikis. I think that this was Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Meibonov, Shol Sancherov, Lomdo Teira Barabe. Ma'inu, Limdo Teira Barabe, Inu, Shmaye, Vavtari. Sagyankiv, Zechenu, Vroch, and Iyunim, Vamikre, Vemison, the world, he says, already, is Kva Kodmei, Baditshuva says it, Roba Rayen, America's Chus, that these Rishonim had to have such eniklach. Rabbi Yankiv is Vavaya that the Loshna Rambam in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, Rambam says, Hakel Chayovim, it seems the Hakel is coming to include the Luktanim. And he explains that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is different than all other mitzvahs. The mitzvah is not the pu'ul of Kiddush Hashem, which is said, v'kidashtem eshmi. The mitzvah is the po'ul yoyte, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. The end result, that is the mitzvah. It doesn't matter how this came about. It came about cotton to the Mechuvan is v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And just like by Chilul Hashem, we do not look the Protius, how the Maisa was done, echot shoigit v'echot meizit b'chilul Hashem. So by Kiddush Hashem, it's also, we don't look how it was done, through who it was done. But if the Maisa, if a Kiddush Hashem came about, that's called v'nigdashti. So he says, we have here people that through them came out of the Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem. Ha'idei Sisra bo ha'nesa godo, v'niskai moshiris dvoiro, v'aysen cherev also, v'ayhoman v'doi la'soras ha'tabas, yaisim imem ches neviyim, v'zeichet v'apurim, takabolos ha'teire. Through them came out of Gevaldik Kiddush Kevoit Shomayim. They had no intentions of doing it. But Al Koponim, that's irrelevant. It was V'nigdashti. Kiddush Hashem came about. So if they were the tools that for which Shem Shemayim was miskadish, the deservant for such a schar that they should have descendants of B'nai Torah. Zokti Gemara Vaita, Hainu Zersiv, now we're going back on the Dam of Zechariah. Nosati es domal tchiyach serla levilti hikoseis. That the Dam of Zechariah will never be covered, and that's why it was bubbling in the solik. It went up. They couldn't cover it. It was always seen. Hakel kol yakei vayodayim yidei esav. Hakel Ze Andrionus Kaiser Shaholag Balaxandria Shal Mitzrayim Shishim Ribui Al Shishim Ribui Kiflayim Kiyotze Mitzrayim Kel Yakai Ze Apishionus Kaiser Shaholag Bechach Beta Arba Meis Ribui Vomro Arba Salofim Ribui. הידיים מדי עשב זו מלכס הרישה שחיבה סבתנו בסולטס החלנו בגליסונו מארצנו. Now, let us just see Rashi. Rashi says, ביותי שבו יש לו קיבל עליו שעל מצווה יצל עבי דזור השנמה כלא יעשו ידעב דחו היינו דחסיב הדמי דזכריה אז כי יחסה לה על חלק הסב החלוקה שלא יבלה באורת ככה ידע משל זכריה על הרצפה ולא נבלה נבל ונבלה שכיח שאיוס כתגומי דסמודנס אבסל הכל כל צבוכה ובכי אילו מיעקב זה הכל צבוכה הכל בכי לא יצרות בנבואה מהפול הזו של ביתה. That's the, we have the Chazal Darshan, Hakel, Kel. There's two words here. So Hakel is going on what happened in Mitzrayim. Sha'ol Barzandri, Sha'ol Mitzrayim, Shishim Ribi, Yal Shishim Ribi, that's the Kel Tzvoch, and then it's a Kel Bchi, from what happened in Beita. Chuban in Beita was much, much more greater than the Chuban or Barzandri, Sha'ol Mitzrayim, but both were Shechlech HaChubonis, כל צבוחה, כל בכי, שישם ריבוי על שישם ריבוי כפליים, כי יצא מצרים. One of the Mephoshim says that we can figure this out ourselves. No, כפליים כי יצא מצרים was שישם ריבוי of אנושם. Just like by יצא מצרים was שישם ריבוי של אנושם. Not taking into account אנושם וטף, so the Mela, the same thing that Shisha Ribi ki yoytzei mitraim, Shisha Ribi of Anoshim. The Engel Yo says of Amir the Kazakh, and this is Drash, Drashi says that Yitzo Kavino Sodas, the Mevua, but there's a Pshat also, Akel Kol Yaakov Yadayim and the Esav is going on that Yaakov Avinu came to get the brachas from Yitzchak, that's, and then Yitzchak Avinu said, Akel Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yadei Esav. So it would seem this Nebuah has a connection with Pashtei Bikur. So the Engel Yo wants to say, he brings a medrash, it says when Esav found out that he was fooled by Yaakov Avinu, so he gave us the Oka, he cried. And Chazal tell us that that's what Mordechai cried in Shushan Abira, that was an Einish for, that Yaakov Avinu cried, caused Esav to cry. So the Einish was by Yizak, the Zohar of Mordechai. So it would seem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Medazikim, Svivav, Kehuta, Saira, there was a Tviya, a Kaponim, according to this Mahalach in the Gemara, and Yaakov Avinu, what he did, he was Metzayer Esav. He was listening to his mother, to Rivka. But, my choice is, if Chazal tells the Medrash, he was Nenesh, the Tzar of Mordechai was a Pel Yoytzei. In Capital Pei it says, there were three Demois that came out of Esav, also he was Eichet to Gevalt HaGazachem for the three Demois that he cried them. It seems there was somehow there was a tree at the Yaakov Avinu. So Mameli says that's the Kesha, that this Maisa of fooling Yitzchak and stealing from Esav the Brachas, so Akel Kel Yaakov Yadayim Yadei Esav was Mesavet, that there should be Akel Tzvoche and Akel Bechi from Yaakov, these Chubonis in Mitzrayim, Lachzandri Yishal Mitzrayim, the Chubin in Beita, there's a measure the Chubin. That's one pshat. Another acha, another pshat. Hakil kaYakev ein lecha tefila shemay elah sheim ba mizera shal Yakev v'yadayim de Esav ein lecha melchama shemay tzachas sheim ba mizera shal Esav. The second pshat seems we're not speaking about something bad about Yaakov. I can't handle God's will. So he wants to say that the second shot held that Yaakov did not do anything wrong by listening We listened to the Kailimai. So, Pekelt, so since he was Mavatal Datoy Le Kailimai, he was Eicher that his Kail will be Nispalo, Miskabel Betvile. That's the second shot in this Drash. So there's no Einish for this Perula of Akil Koyake. Look to Gemara Vaita. Vahainu Domer Abulazo. Now we're going back to the beginning of the Sugya. Bishoit Loshen Teichove Bechirchugay Loshen Teichove. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Vahainu Domer Abulazo. Hogamina Lelshe De Loshen Hore Chore Vabayis. Venergu Kamo Rebovois. Bishoit Loshen Teichove. Bishoit. Bechichui loshen bemrivas loshen kmei al tischa shoyt loshen shevet make. Let us see Taisvis, then Rionis Kesha Shalog Balachandri, Vodamina Becholot Alachandros, Mugdem, Hogem Vechiva, Shema Panayim Nishashva. There were two Yeshuvim and there were two Chobonis Chachmon of Islam. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Maidach Sig, Almaris, Bodel, Shom Yashavnu, גם בוחינו בזוכינו עשיהם. ולמד שרוע הקדש ברוך הוא לדובד חובן בייס רישן וחובן בייס שם. חובן בייס רישן שנאמר על נארס בובו שום יושבנו גם בוחינו. Perhaps it's כדאי to say over פשט and פוסק that it says in the פסיקתה that Nebuchadnezzar of all people realized the chesidus of the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. And after all his accomplishments, he was afraid that Yidden might do tshuva and might be mispalel in Eretz Yisrael, and everything will go down the drain. The Rebbein Shalom ben Mekabel their tefillah. So he had to think of something to make sure they won't daven. So he made them, they were unable to sit. They were running and running from Eretz Yisrael till they came to Bobo. Al nares Bobo shom yashav. But he should not be able to daven. He should never yishav adas to daven in Eretz Yisrael. Shom yashavnu gam bochinu b'zacheinu v'siyah. That was the chuban of the Bayis Rishen. Bayisheni d'chsiv zacher Hashem l'vnei Edoim. Es yeymir Yisholayim ha'ymiru oru oru adi yisay bo. This was by Yishen, the Kumnei Deititah Sarosh. There was a Maise with 400 Yelodim and Yelodis. Shenishbu Lekolein, they were captured Lekolein. Sarashi says Lekolein, Yelodim, Lemishkav Zachor, Yelodis, Lepilakshin. Hirgishu ba'atzman l'mahein mizbakshin. And they realized the purpose of their captivity and what intentions the captives have to do with them. Amru, so they have to shayla im onu toivim biyom onu boim l'chaim o'ilam abo. We'll be zeichet haylam o'ilam abo for throw ourselves into the yam. Doroshlem ha'gonu shebehem omar ha'shen miboshan oshiv Boshiv mimitzula ishyon, miboshin oshi mibain, so boshin is a loshin, bain shine arye oshiv. Mimitzula ishyon, elu shatevim bayom, is oshiv. Del, mizachet elam abo. Kivin sheshomu yalda iskach, kovtsu kulam v'nochlu v'seichayom. Nosu yelodim kalvachayma ba'atzman v'omru mahalolu shedalkon lekach kach honu she'ein dalkeinu lekach alachas kamo dekamo afem kovtsu l'seich hayom v'aleim akosav oimer ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoim nechshavnu kitzoin tivcha. Ben Yoda wants to say that Nosu Yelodim Kalvachemer, why did they need a Kalvachemer? They asked the Godel Shebehem, and he told them, so why did they need the Kalvachemer from the Bonis? So he says that the Bonis did something which Lechera was not necessary. That means, they realize the purpose of their captivity when they'll come to shore and they'll be sold. I know what they're going to be sold for. But the Vada was an Indian of Chayei Shor, so let's live till we come closer to shore, then they can be Mais and Nefesh. No, they wanted to kill themselves now. They were Mimayah, they were Mevataram Chayei Shor, be Mekadeshem Shemai now. That's what the Yelodim learned from the Yelodim. This pasuk is going on Isha v'shiva bonel. So what does Rashi say? There's an important Rashi. So Isha hayragnu kol hayoyim. So we have to know what Rashi is coming to tell us. What is Rashi saying? So the Ein Eliyo wants to say, okay, he has a few mahalachim in the Gemara, but one mahalach, he has the shaila of the previous Gemara was that could be meikad in the bonos didn't have to be mois and nefesh because they're karka oilam. We're not doing a perula of gilui arayis, that's a karka oilam. Could be the bonim also. So karka oilam, there's no chiv of mesiras nefesh. And as a machlek is, there's no chiv of Mesiris Nefesh, if you're allowed to be Mesiris Nefesh. The Rambam Shita is, you're a tzeyach. There's no chiv of Mesiris Nefesh, you're a tzeyach, you're killing yourself. Another zachaylik, one is permitted to be Mesiris Nefesh, l'shem shemayim, even though there's no chiv. So he wants to say, according to this mahalach, there was takin no chiv. Mechshavnu, Katzayn tipcha. That means they said that just like when you shecht tzayn, there's no chiyuv to shecht tzayn. There's no aveir either to shecht tzayn. So memela nechshavnu katzayn tipcha. We were like tzayn. We were like tzayn that even though there was no chiyuv, so heta mutam limsaratma lemisapishana mechiyova. You're allowed to do this. The next mice were going to have the Isha Vashiva Bonel, there was a mice of Aveda Zora. So there you can't say Mechshavnu Katzain Tivcha that you're allowed to do it. There should be Mechuyiv to be Mice and Nefesh. So that's what Rashi is saying. Zod Hayragnu Kolayim is going on. Not the second half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk is going on Isha v'Shiva Bonel. Zu Isha v'Shiva Bonel. Vasiyu akama l'kamei de kesa. They brought the first son in front of the kesa. Amru elei talach l'avidus kecha. Amru l'kosa b'tei anechi Hashem malikecha. He didn't want to. Avku v'katlu. So they killed him. The second son, they killed him. The third one, Avku v'katlu, asyu le'idach, amalek lach aviz kechavim, amalu kasa v'teira v'yadafim v'shibaisu v'vecha ki Hashem u'olakim v'ashamayim mimah v'os mitochas enoid. Avku v'katlu, asyu le'idach, this was the seventh child, amalek lach aviz kechavim, amalu kasa v'teira s'Hashem hemarta v'Hashem hemircha hayoyim kvar nishbanu l'akadish baruchu, שאין אונו מעביר הנועסה באלאחר, ואבו נשבע לנו שאין מעביר איסון לבומה אחרת. פעמלי קיסר, so the קיסר was very embarrassed, he had six strikes against him, he wasn't too successful, he convinced anyone to be עבד בי דזורי, איש דילוח גושפנקה, I'll throw my ring to you, וגוחין and bend down בשוקלי, and take it, pick it up. Ki heiche de leimri kobolei humane de malke. That akapana, people will say that you were mekabel the shiltein of the melech. I shouldn't look like a laughing stock. Omalei chabal aloch keisa, chabal aloch keisa. Al kovid atzmocho kach. You're only worried about your kovid. Al kveda kodesh boruch olachas kama vakama. Havku lamitalei, so they took him out to kill him. Omralu imei, yavu neli v'inshike puter. Let me kiss him before he'll get killed. Omralei, so she told him, Ronai, but the Benitas was the last son, because they were killed already, the others. Or maybe she told the others, L'chu ve'imru l'Avrom avichem, atem akato mizbeach echot. Avrom avinu was hoiken, one mizbeach, ani akadeti shiva mizbeches. Afi also legad v'noflo u'meisa. Now, why she fell off the roof? So others say that she was afraid they might force her to din avodah zarah. Therefore, she killed herself that she shouldn't be forced. Nemes, and we hear a Tosfos over here. Kapzul kulam v'naflo l'sei chayam v'odam masechet avodah zarah mutav sheyitlana mishenosna v'yechabel ba'atzmoy hochi yireim hoyu miyisur. They were afraid they might torture them and they'll be maskim. If they would have tortured Hananya Mishael Vazai, they would have been Avdei Zoreh. So Mamela, there's a certain amount of torture one can withstand, and then he has to give in. So that is why they killed themselves. So others say that is why she was afraid they would torture her. So that is why she jumped off the roof. Boy. And they says another pshat by the Yelodim and Yaldos, Al Kochach Hayimanim Oisim Lo Yoyo Hergin Oisim. Here, Bechlal, there was no shaila to let themselves get killed. They wouldn't kill them. They forced them on Mishkem Zohar, on being a Pelegish. The Kaka Oilo. Some of Mela, so they had no alternative. It's not pshat that either you kill yourself or I'll kill you. They wouldn't get killed. They'd be, the Aveiro would be done with them Bal Kochom. Look the Gemara weiter. Yotu so basko va omra eima bonim smecha. Eima bonim smecha, that she was zoiche and all the children to die in Kiddush Hashem. Yeah. The book I once said it's a very interesting teich that the Talmide Rabbi Kiva when Tzorka Besorei the Nasreke Shal Balzo, and he was learning Krishna, and the Talmide told him, Rebbe Yad Khan. So he told him, Kol Yomai Nitzaharti Aposek Zeh Mosa Yovi Liyodei V'Kameno. So the shaila is, what was pshat in the Talmidim's kasha? What were they asking from Rabbi Akiva? So one of the Friedrich Chassidish Rebbe says pshat that it was another bor that Rabbi Akiva was bekoyach to Shemesh to be matzil himself. He could have done something and finished. He's out of this parasha. If he's out of this parasha, so a male can have a life of mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that he should live, he should go to Eretz Yisrael, he should be mekayim mitzvahs. So a male, at kan, you're not doing anything anymore. Look out. Your life is ending over here. You're mekayach. You can be nitzel from them and you can continue a life of avot v'stayre and of mitzvahs. So he said, no. This is Pshat. I'm stopping to it. I wanted to be mekayim to die in Kiddush Hashem. That's what I'm ta'arti. I want. Fakel, this is what I wanted. Mills no kasha atkan. Taka atkan. But Fakel, he was nitzay mosa yovi liyodim yakemeno. So I'll kapon him. And this mitzvah that she and her seven children were zeichem is yotzu sabaskol ba'omra eima bonim semeicha.
Rab Yeshua ben Levi Aymel Zu Milo Shenitna Bishmini. The Pasik Olecha Heiragnu Kol Ayoim is going on Mila. Sarashi says, Marta Yechadeta Gushpanka Chaisme Chaisomi Shetzorosi Tabuaboy Kebei Shetainirem Mishtach Velo Tebe Chaisom. Romano de Malke, Shultonus, Amelach, Kibel, Olav, Lasseis. People should say he was Mekabel, the Shultonus, Amelach. Zumilo, Reiragnu, Kol HaYoyim, De Zimnin, De Mayis. I'd like to say two Ha'orets. Number one, the Ben Yoda says, where do we see in this Pasuk, Mila, so this Pasuk is speaking about Mila, Olecha, Reiragnu, Kol HaYoyim. He says something very interesting. The Zohar HaKadosh says, on the Pasuk, Miyala Lono HaShamayma, is Rosh Teves Mila, and Soif Teves Teshem Abaya. That's the Pasuk. So he brings an Oilus of Raif. So we have here four words, that the word starts with Mila, and the end is with Teshem Abaya. So the Oilus of Raif says that this is Merumis in the Pasuk, Ki higdalto al kol shimcha imrosecha. Imrosecha goes on mila, the Gemara says, sos aneichi al imrosecha kemaitse shalol rov goes on mila. So, ki higdalto al kol shimcha, the Rabbi Nishom was magdal, on the Shem Havaya, imrosecha, mila. The Eibishter was magdim, the Rosh Teivis of mila, and then the same Teivis are the Shem Havaya. So the Shem Mila is before the Shem Havaya. So he wants to say that Ki Olecha, Olecha goes out what's over you. That's what's Lamaila Mimcha. That means the Shem Mila is Ki Gdalta Al Kol Shimcha Imrosecha. That's what's Lamaila Mimcha. Ki Olecha is going on Mila Ragnu Kolaye. That's what he said. That's what's Melum is Mila in the Pasuk Olecha. Now, Rashi says the which state on the Pasuk is in the Mayas. Rashi says they might sometimes the children die in that place or think Yelecha Yiragnu Kolayim. There's a Mordek Sefonu in Parshas V'Zois HaBroche. The Sefonu says a Mordek Taitchim Pasuk, and the Pasuk says by Shevet Levi that Bono V'Lo Yoda Kishamru Imrosecha. So the Sepulna says Pshat and Posik as follows. Lahikpidu Alchaye Bonov Bamidbar. The Shevet Levi, they were not makpid Alchaye Bonov. Kidei Lishmer Imrosecha Mi Mitzvah Smila Mila Sabone. Sosanechil Imrosecha. So there's Bonov Layoda, they ignored the ave and the chiyus of the bonim, ki shamru imrosecha. Zokte sefonu, af al pi shahoyu meisim rabim mehem, and a lot of the children died. Shevet Levi was malin the midbo, ka amoram zal shaloy noshbo lehem ruach tzfeinis. Klal Yisrael was not malin the midbo, was a sakonim. So the posik is telling us, but Shevet Levi was Bezbonov lo yoda ki shamru imrosecha. Now, l'chayre, it's a moira de kechidish. How would they allow to do such a thing? So, somehow it would seem, from the Sefonu, that the Pasuk is not criticizing Shevet Levi, the Pasuk is praising Shevet Levi. So, vaistach ois, from the Sefonu al kokonim, that, zicha, there's a heter of pikuach nefoshis, but by Mila, somehow a person, if he doesn't want to use this heter, there's no time against him. And then Fakert, he's going with Mesiris Nefesh, Kishamu, Besbonov lo yoda, Kishamu imrosecho, this is a praise. So that's the Mir, Shetach Amaridikazach and Arashi, Ki Alecho Hiragnu Kol Ayoim, Zu Mitzvah Mila. So Rashi says, the Zimnin, the Mayis. Now, what are we talking about over here? the pasuk says ragnu kol hayom. Achshav nu katzayim tivcha. I mean, it's abazim nim demay. So it seems this is the how Klal Yisrael is praising themselves. Ki alechay ragnu kol hayom. The Zimnin Demayis, it would seem, is Napshad. We took all precautions and something happened. Perhaps, I mean, in the way the Gemara says, Shabbos Pasuk state, that was Dovid Yisafunu. That Klal Yisrael is that there was a fanim that perhaps we would have a head of not to make Mila, no kelech eirag, no kol ayoy. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar ilu tamid chacham amin adif im shat posik shemar in hilchos shechita ba'atzma. The one who to give a live demonstration how to make shechita, so they show on themselves, they take a chalef and they put it by the simonim and give a look and they show on themselves how to make shechita. And this is a very dangerous demonstration with the slip of the hand. It could be the live demonstration could end up they won't remain alive. The Omar Rove called Mili left the Yinish Benafshe Bar Mishchita Bedovarach. So Rashi says Bar Mishchita Shem Yitzchevedo Begroinoi might go into the Golem. Dover Acher Tzoras Omaris Negoim Ibnei Shem Mesukim Likpeit Olo. Exactly. Pshat and Rashi is, I don't know. I don't know exactly what you're showing. Maris Negoim, it's a sakone. I don't know exactly what is happening over here. And it's a sakone that, Komil Erzi Inish Benafshe Bar Mishchite Vedover Achas. I don't know clue what the story is over here. It's dangerous. Lichpetzolov, it's very catchy, the Tzaras. The components of this at Amud Chochm should also not show. So the Gemara weiter, Ranach ma yitzakom ma'ilu tamid ha'chachomim, shememisim atzmom al divrei teich. Alech haragnu kol ayoyim, that means we are gashmi, zike ritzoynis, and taivis, we kill in order to be dovek in teire. Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish, in divrei teire miskaimen ela b'mi shememis atzmoy aleyeh. Shememis atzmoy, that means a reich sticker von sich, that the, for the nish writes in the note, that the shememis atzmoy includes a person b'teva is very lazy when it comes to a shvere sugya, so go over to the next sugya. Maybe that'll be more interesting or more enlightening. Or a person has a koyach atlas in himself that, and if a person fights against his atzalach, he's being oiker a chelik of his atzmi. Zayis ha-teir odem ki yomos boyo. Oma rabbe bar bar chona, oma rabbi yechenen, arboim so kitzutzei tfilem, Nimtzu Baroshe Haruge Beita. 40 saw of Batim of Tzulim were found in the Roshim of the Haruge Beita. So Rashi, Ketzutzei Tzulim, the Fusei Tzulim, that means Batim, Chutzmin HaRetzuis, Kari Ketzitze. Yomrin HaMisech HaSuk, Oiches BaRetzu, Ven Oiches BaKtitze, you hold the Retzu, you don't hold the bias. So we have 40 saw of Ketzutzei Tzulim. Rabbi Yana ibn Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Shalosh Kupoi Shal Arboim Arboim So. It wasn't 40 So, it was 3 times 40 So. The Masnise Tone, Arboim Kupoi Shal Shalosh Shalosh Soim, which is the same amount, but it was in a different Eifen town. Bulei Pligi Hodereisha Hodedar. So let us see what Rashi says first. Didaro memso. So Rabbi Baba Chonam Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Tfilin Shalyat. There were memso of Tfilin Shalyat. Udereisha, the Tfilin Shalroi Shehim Gedoilim, the larger than the Tfilin Shalyat, Alad Batim Bechol Ktitzavim. für each Parsha des Abayis, habe Gimel Simnim Memso, wim Teima Dalit, Loi Shabayis Echad Shazroya Godel, Eichad Mibotei Harosh, Bevishe Kan Kol Arba Parshiyas Bebayis Echad, Beshal Roish Parsha Achas Bebayis Echad, מקום עוקם דפוש על ראש מתך שצריך לחלק הבטם להסרבך ביניהם, יש בי ספייס בטווין איץ' בי, סקבו עם המוישה ואחד, הוא צריך המוישה להסרוך, אבל אמר על אחד, שלושה שם בזויים. על כפונים, רשי says, that in comparison, the תפילן של ראש are three times larger than the תפילן של יד. So Memele, here we're talking about the Tfilin Shal Yad, Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rabbi Babachanam Rabbi Yechanin, and they're talking about Tfilin Shal Rosh. Now let us see the Hagos Merav Ranschenberg. Masnisa Tone Aboim Kupay Sholei Shoei Sobe Loi Pliki. Let's say Loima. Rabbi Yanai Da'oma Gimel Kupay Shol Memso. U Masnisa Tone Aboim Kupay Shol Gimelso. Hey. Loi pligi al rabbe babachon rabbi yechen da omar rak memso. That means, it is a machlokes we need these two, how many kupis there were. But the rabbe babachon rabbi yechen said there were 40 so period. So lachay the zicha machlokes. The rabbe babachon amayri bedaro. That's speaking about, he's speaking about tfilin shal yad. Ve'inu bedareishe. And they're speaking about Tfilin Shal Rosh, v'chein kosov ma'amshik. Now, there's a shekelcha problem over here, that Omar Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechanan Aboim Sok Tutsay Tfilin Nimtzu B'roshay Harugei Beita. But Tfilin Shal Rosh over here, not Tfilin Shal Yad. The Baruch says, we're talking about this thing about Tfilin Shal Yad, and it's Babach Leikis. It says, B'roshay Harugei Beita. So the Maramshiv asks this kasha, so Maramshiv says two tulutzim. It could be Barosh Elugei Beita does not mean the on the head of the Elugei Beita, it means they were the Roshim and Beita, Barosh Elugei Beita. Then he wants to say another interesting teretz. He says that person is to carry a masui on his hands, and then you take the tefillin shal yad and put on the reish also, yeshmokim reish for the two tefillin. So he says they were carrying the weapons in the hands, so they couldn't have the tefillin, so they had tefillin shal yad on the reish. That's what he says. So my mail that's reishe harugei beita. Gmaral, so Zamira de Kazakh over here, we're speaking about the tefillin of Harugei Beita. He explains, we don't begin to understand, we're at the beginning of the sugya. The sugya is speaking about three chubonis, three things which were the Givaldike Ashiris, the Klal Yisrael possessed, Yerushalayim with Ashras Ashchineh. Trumalka was Givaldik, Ribu Yanoshim, and Beta was the Taikif and the Chesek of Klal Yisrael. That means the strength of Klal Yisrael found itself. There were Gdele Teira there in Beta. That was in Beta. That was the strength of Klal Yisrael. And he says something very interesting. He says, in Beita, we heard that when the child was born, they planted an Erez, they planted to Nisev. He says, the Pasuk says, Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh. A person is similar to a tree. So he says, and that's why they planted trees. Eitz HaSodeh, Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh. But he says, a person is an upside down tree. If you look at the Tzunas HaOdom, it's very interesting. And the hair of the person looks like the roots. And if you look at him upside down, so the hands and the feet are like branches jutting out of the goof of the tree, and the goof of him is like a tree. But he's an upside down tree. He also makes us of it. He says, what's that? He's an upside down tree. He's really not upside down. He says, a tree, the roots of the tree ayoinik from the mokim achiyas. So a tree, the chiyas of the tree is eitz asode, so it's yoinik from the sode. Klal Yisrael is yoinik milamayla. Dev sheirish is lamayla. Kel Rav Chaim Volozhin Nefesh HaChaim says the iker neshama is lamayla. The regal of the neshama is in the gufa adam. That's the most smallest part. Shal nalecho mi al raglecho. What we saw to Moshe Rabbeinu, the guf is called the nal. So take the nal off the regal. This is but the iker unique of the neshama is the shayu of the neshama, which is lamayla. So they were eitzim, which were rooted in the Mokim in Ikosam. He says that's why we find in them the word tefillin. Because the Neshama Sheba Moyach was, that was their Yenika. The Yenika was from the tefillin. The Ruchnistik Yenika was from the tefillin Sheba Roish and the tefillin Sheba Yad. That was their Yenika. That's why the Gemara speaks about the tefillin of the Bnei Beita. That was their Koyach and that was their Sheirish. The Gemara weiter, Omar Rabasi, Arbo Kabin Moyach, there were 40 Kabin of Moyach, Nimtzu 11 Achas, that were killed, people were killed. Ula Omar, Tishas Kabin, 10 Kabin, Omar of Karnaby, Teme, Shila Bamori, Maikro, Wesis Merumis, Basbovo, La Sheduda, Shei, Shei, Shalim, Loch, As Gemulech, She Gemalt, Lonu. That means someone will pay you up what you did to us. That is what they did to Klal Yisrael. Abo kabin zekrashi b'chubin b'ayis rishin. Zek the Gemara weiter b'nei tziyin hayekorim ha-mesuloyim b'apos. Ha-mesuloyim means meshubochim. Meshubach, the Mahulo, Bapos. Napos is a very expensive type of gold. Now, if we learn the Pose Kipshutoi, this is what the Masha says, Neitzin Ayakorim, precious Neitzin, Amesuloim, the Meshubach, Bapos, with gold. So, the Pashtet, the Kor would mean that they used to wear golden ornaments and golden jewelry. If it means to say that they're more meshubach than gold, amusuloim mipos, or kipos, not bapos. So that's the Gemara's kasha. My musuloim bapos, ilayme da'ava mechape bepise, that they were covered with gold. Avomri devei rapshile, tarte miskele yistiri pise nochas ba'alma, there was two weights of gold that came on this world. So forget the wealth of gold Roimi received. So what's I can say them is loim bapos. Aloshoyo meganin esapos biyofio. They were megana the pos. They degraded the pos with their yofi. Their yofi was much greater than the beauty of pos of gold. The Gemara says, "Mikorech shivi deroimoi have nokti b'liyoyne v'gushpanke." They used to hold the golden chaisomes, which are nice tzures, u'mishamshi arsayu b'shas tashmish, that they should be misboinen in these tzures, and the machshove b'shas tashmish has a hashpor on the tzures of love. Mikan ve'eilech maisi b'nei Yisrael. But when they captured the Eden, Ba'osri Bekari de Torayu, so they tied them to the Raglei Hamita or Mishamshi. They were Mishamish, they looked at their beauty. This was nicer. So Ba'poz means Tachaspoz. Ayakoma Mesuloyim, they were Meshubach, and they were used instead of Poz. A very degrading experience for the Bnei Tziyin. Omalei chav lechavrei, so one asked his chavre, Oheich eksive, where does it mention that the Torah is such a degrading Einish? Omalei gam kolcholi v'chol makesh aloikosu v'teira hazeis. So the Maharsha explains that the Torah says there's such things that are so degrading the Torah would not write it. Loikosu v'sefer ha-Torah says it's not to be written. That's going on this Einish. Omar kama marchitne miduch taplam. Seems he never learned the Torah in Devarim. So he asked him, how far away am I from this pasuk? Omalei. In your way, push the palga, half and a half, you'll get there. On my legs, I told him, when I'll get there, I won't need your pshat. I'll say, there's such a posik. I'll say a different pshat than posik. That there were many gzeiris that were not written. The gzeiris which are written, and I shall like also be safe after. I was under the impression that all the gzeiris were written in the Teichich, and now I hear that the pasuk says, "Ashaloi kosov." So doesn't the Proteus mean this einish? It means there are many onshim which were not written. Zot Rashi, istari sloim shei meganin as apos biyofim vayim esaloim loshen seilu l'roichev leis seilu bechesam oifer b'shibochim hoyu biyofio min apos. They were much nicer, but yet the Gishpanki Tzure is noish, Shebechaismen, Kveshet, it's a barma, Kenegda. Kama machikne mohuduchte, Shloigati lulmeid oisei posse. Kama machikne mohuduchte, Shloigati lulmeid oisei posse. In get maat, pusta palge dafa chatsi. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yuda Meshmur, Meshum Rav Meshim Gamliel, May the Siv Aini Ailolo the Navshi Mikobana Isiri Arba Meyo is Botek Nisias Hoyu Bechach Beta. There were 400 yeshivish shulun beta. Some of the shulun they used to teach the Nekeshal Beishabon and the Botek Nisias. The Mokim Rina Shamtai Tfile, so Mokem, tefillah should be in the rina shal tinekri shal beis chab. B'chol achas v'achas hoyu bo arba meyes melamdei tinekis, v'chol echad v'echad ha'ilachonov arba meyes tinekis shal beis chab. So the highest darge of limud ha'Torah, hevel peh she'ein bo chet, so in Beta there was such an abundance, שהיה אויב נכנס לשום הידייכן אויסם בחתריים, שגבר היה בלוחדם כוחם בספריים ויציסם באיש. So this is the pasuk, איני אוילולו לנפשי מכל בני סירי, that I mean, this שרקלך צורה הקרד עם ביתה. תנא רבונו, מי סבר רבי ישוע בן חנניה שהולך לקרח גודל שברוימי? Amru loy tinek echad yesh bebeis asurin. So they told him there's a, in prison there's a tinek, yefei einayim betoiv roi, ukvutsoysav sudureis loy talpalim, his peyes ha mesuda. Holach va omad al pesach beis asurin, omar minosan le mishiso yakei vi yisroel le beisizim. Ono isay tinek va omar haloy alash, alashem, זו חתון אלוי, ולא עבור בדרוכת הולך, ולא שומו בתיירוסי. אומר, מובטחני בי שמיר הרבי ישראל. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. Perhaps we who do not have such a bekiyas in Nach, we know the end of a posse, because Eichet Agadlas, but I'll compone him, this is not Pashte the Gemara. So what godless did he see in this tinnik? Muftuchani by Shemoyrei Rabbi Yisrael. So the Ein Eliyahu wants to say two nekudis. One nekudi wants to say, Ukvutsoiso Sidureis Loi Taltalam. What does that mean? It says Peyus from Mesuda. Now what is the mind of Kavina? Was Mesuda the Kaiser to pay? So what is the Gemara telling us over here? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a person should not leave the Rabbonus afilu b'shah sakone. That means when a person is b'shah sakone, he should not feel like the winner from Chadani Mishol Barzariya. You're going to kill them. They're not broken. They're the same dignity they had Kol Yemein, they have now also. That means you're not going to break them in any way. We still have our tekifis and our covet. That means in prison, some of a person's outside, he makes sure he looks more presentable in prison. He has to be talpalim shcheires. No. He was strong with himself. That was also a simon of godless. The Yester Makashe, with the Novi asks, Minosa Lemeshisa Yaakev Yisrael Leboisism. There were, Klal Yisrael was going through a very difficult time. Minosa Lemeshisa Yaakev Yisrael Leboisism. So he told them a teretz. The end of the posik, but he says, before we say the end of the posik, he says, the Gemara says in Yume, the Bayis Rishim was Nechav because of the Sholosh Averis. The Bayis Achin didn't have the Sholosh Averis. They were b'nei teire, he lamed them b'teire, mitzvahs, but there was chinas chinam b'neim, and chinas chinam is shokul keneged the shalosh aveiros. He says, the pasuk tells us, the pasuk asks, minosa l'meshisa yakev yisrael l'boisesim. Who brought it about? So the pasuk ends, halay Hashem zuchatonu loy. So he says, Chaton Uloi goes on, Vaydezorin. Uloi Ovo Bidrochov Haloich, we did not want to go in his ways, but chat his ways, the Mahu Rachim Afata Rachim, they were Sheif Chidomim, they were the Hepach of Rachim. Uloi Shama Bidrochov, he says, is going on Gili Arroyis. The Rambam in Shmoy Neprokim says, Gili Arroyis is not a Sichlius Dikechet, it's a Teire Dikechet, it's a Chok. So this is Teirosai. So he said, so the Kasha was, that was Pshat in the Kasha. The Kasha was, we're B'nai Teire, we're Oiskim B'tem Aysim, so Mi Nosal L'mshisa Yaakev Yisrael L'boisizim. So he answered him, no, Sineschinim B'shokul, the three Averis, even though I don't have the three Averis, but this is Shokul Kenegin, the Sholosh Averis. The answer of the Pasuk is applicable bismaneinu also, because in eschina meshokol kesholish averes. So he said, "Muftchani by Shemayre Rabbi Yisrael, havoida." So he swore, "Sheini zaz mikam atshevdenu b'chol momin shapayskim olav." Amru leizaz misham atshepodei b'momin harbei. Now the Ben Yodeh eskamer b'kekashim. He made a shvua. What was the shvua? The shvua was shenizos mikam at shevdenu b'chol momin shepoiskin olav. Now, how could you make such a shvua? Kol momin shepoiskin olav, and they'll say $10 trillion. I mean, what? How could you make? He's making a shvua. So he says, "Amar b'kizach." He didn't make a shvua. He's going to be poivin. He made a shvua. I will not leave Rome until I be poivin. If I can't make the money, good, I won't leave Rome. That means that shvuah was to motivate him and to motivate whoever knew him that if you want to get Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya out of Rome, he won't leave Rome till this tinnik is nifted. That was the shvuah. Rabbanim Zecheinu Levracha and Mishnas Rabbanim says until Santa Zach. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Rav Ashi Chozo Votiyua B'knishte B'mosa Mechasye. Rav Ashi saw in the Beis HaKnesses of the city Mechasye, there was cracks there. It wasn't usable. Sosri. So they were sorry, they can't use the shul. So sorcery. So there's no shul now.
and he brought his bed inside the shul. No shul anymore. There's no protection of elements anymore. Le'afke ad the mesakin le'shvichi. He didn't move out of the shul till the gutters were on. That means till the last necessity what the shul needed was on. So Rabban Mushtait on the pasuk. I mean, this was very uncomfortable. I mean, to go, to move it out of his house, he goes into a place where there was a shul, now Zachulve, and he moved in, and then there were rains and it snows and whatever it is, he's there, he's not going to leave, till, he didn't leave till the shul was completed. He says, that is, Rav Ashi is telling us something, if he wants something, if he'd be in his house, he'd be giving orders and make him appeal to build a shul, and then you have to go, and then one day the builder doesn't come, and thus, you wouldn't have a shul so quickly, Mosanachasya. No, if he's there, and he won't go out till the shul is built, so that made, that ensured that the shul was built as soon as possible. And Rav Aharon said, where did Rav Ashi get this from? He said he got this from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, by Esek Utsdayim, he gave a shvur min mechut patzluchnal, made a shvur. So Chazal says mekan she tzadikim mashbiyim es Yitzchom. Avraham Avinu knew a person is fickle. A person can change his mind. It was a mechut gezach what he had said, mechut patzluchnal, but he changed his mind. So Mameli wanted to make sure that he's forced not to change his mind. So he says, that's a makir, whenever a person, there's a wichtige mitzvah, what to do, a person has to do a tachbula to make sure that he won't lay himself out of this mitzvah. So upon him, that's what the Ben Yonah says, Shad, he made a shvur, I'm not leaving Rome. He didn't say, I'm nipoide, but I won't leave Rome till I'll be nivda. Leizaz mishamach epodoi b'momen harbay. Lehoyu yomi ma'atim at shahira hiro b'Yisrael. Moni Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marat, Maisa b'bnei b'bitoi shel Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha shenishbu b'shnei adonim. The daughter and the son of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha were captured by two adonim. Leyamim, one captured a son, one captured the daughter. Yamim is Dabgushneim b'makim mechod, and they each one started praising who they have. Zoyma yeshli ever shein b'yayfiyah b'chol oylam. Zoyma yeshli shivcha shein b'chol oylam kula ki yayfiyah. Humble, so they had an idea. Boy, and the siyim zelozeh. Let's marry them both. Nechalek b'vlodes, ichnisim lecheder. They yashu bekeren zovise, bezu yashu bekeren zovise. Zaymer ani koyin ben kahanim gedoylim, hesa shivcha. Bezoy say meres ani kehenes bas kahanim gedoylim, en nose leheved. Ubochu kol alayla. What is gonna be? Kivin sha'ola muda shachi, kiru ze, benoflu ze, begol bebchie, at sheyotza nishmosam, and from the bechi they died. Aleihem koinen yirmiya aleila ni bechiya eini eini yerdo mayim. The Ben Yodah asks a mildi kakashi here. He says, what was the calamity? A whole night they were crying. That's good, because each one thought, yeah, this is a never, this is a shivcha. Now they see that it's at och and achayf. So mele, their problems are solved. They'll tell the adonim they're married. There's no children. I mean, finished. So all the problems are solved. There's no yetzahore och va'achayf. Finished. It's the kasha is a mirdike kasha. We remain with the kasha. I mean, it seems it was a shekel chazach that. Hakore, when they realized who each one was, that, I mean, they brought about a much greater tzar, and they were mace mitoich that tzar. Allein kein Himmel, Leila, ni bechi, eini, eini, jorda, maim. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omer ish lokish, meise bisha achas, vetzofnas, bas peniu shmo. Zofnas, shakul, zeifen, bioifio. Bas peniu, bitoi, shel koin, godo, sheshimesh, lefnai, belefnim. Schnis alo bo shaboi kola lailo. Lamoche hilbisho shiva chaluki mi puran seven begodim. Vaitzio lamoicho. He's going to sell her. Bo odom echo cho yemachur biyoiser. A prosper person. Oma loi herani es yoifia. Oma loi so de shaboi told him reike me ato reitza likach kach shen ki yofia bachol hoilam kulem. Telling you. Oma loi afo pike. Hivshito shisha chalokim. Chalukim. Ushvi korosov nispalsho ba'efer. Oma lofono vribayne shalaylim. Ima leinu loi chasto. Akdushi shimcha hagibe loma loi tochis. Gewaldike Chilul Hashem, the gewaldike Zulzul, the Tznius of Abbas Yisrael, but where's the Kvayt Shemayim? For Leo, Koinen Yirmiye, Bas Ami, Chigri, Sak, Bisparshi, Ba'efer, Ebel Yochid Asiloch, Mispey Tamrumim, Kipisoim, Yovei Hashoydeid, Oleinu. Olecho, Leinema, Ela Oleinu, Kavyochul, Olai, Ba'olecho, Ba'oshoydeid. Chimcha Hagodol, Kvoy Chimcha Gibor, Vahechen Gvura Secha. I think the Ben Yoda says, Amur de Kazach, he says, we have to understand, Vinish Dvi, she was the daughter of the Kain Godol, there was Nitnas Lefnai Velefnim. Mai wasn't the schus of her father, Megid. He says, Amir de Kazach, he says, the Gemara tells us her name, Sofnas Bas Peniel. Sofnas Shakel Tzoyfin Biyofyo. So he says there was a tviya on her also. Hakel Tzoyfin Biyofyo, so comes out her Yofi was Machshel others. If she was Shotcha Yefas Toyal, so how could it be a killed self and safe in the Yofio? So she should hide herself, that she shouldn't be martial others. Zamedike Gaboran Tainis, mother says a mice of him, one of the Tanoim Dachsachmer, that there was a mice that, he passes by and he sees someone's making a peephole in the defense. His yard. So he asked him, but this was chat. He says, well, I realize you won't take me from for an Edom. That I realize. I'm not qualified to be an Edom of yours, but I'd like to look at your daughter. So mainly he made a people to look through. So he told his daughter, Tuvi La'afro, he was Makalulah. That means it comes out your existence is being machshel anoshim, so not accomplishing anything in this world, to be la'afo. So he tells to that gemara. That means, vinish vi, if hakil, there's such a possibility, hakil, soifin biyofia, so by states there was a taina on her that this should be. So the gemara weiter, Omar Avidu Marav Maidach Sivoshku Gever Rubeisei Beish Venachlosei Mais Bodemechot Shunos Neino Beishes Rabbi. There was a person who Nosat Einov Beishes Rabbi. Veshulya Denagri Havi. He was an apprentice. He was learning carpentry by Rabbi. He wasn't a Rabbi Shaltaire. It's a different Rabbi. Hamachas, and then he graduated, and he had his own carpentry shop, and it seems he was very successful. Hamachas, Utsu Rabbi Lulvois. His rabbi wanted to borrow money. Homaloi, שקר אישתך אצלי ואלוונו. What the mice? Ben Yodah wants to say that he told the rabbi, really, it's very embarrassing for me to lend you money. You are my rent. Send your wife, I'll lend her the money. Shouldn't be I'm lending you the money. She was with him 3 days. Kidaim Hishkim. And he comes to him. Amalai ishti shishigalti loch, heichani. With my wife. Amalai ani patat yelalt. I gave her the money and I sent her away. Shamati shati noikis nisalulu bo baderech. He says, tinoikis, because an elder person wouldn't be mefarsam this, but tinoikis, the prostam. So memele, amalai maese. So what should I do now? Omaloi, imata shemela atzosi givsha. Give her a get. Aces lamaise, there was no edim, there was no shamati. So he told her, give her a get. Omaloi ksubosa mehube, akra give her a get. Aces, there was no biru that she was mezana tachta of shamati. Omaloi ani alvecho, I'll lend you the money. Beten lo ksubosa. Omedzabe givsha, ola chuve nosa. And he married her. Given she gives mana if loy hoya loy la poyre, you may have to pay up. Oma loy boiva sayimi bechaivach, so go and you work for me. Bahoyu heim yoishvim ba'eichlam b'shoisim, and this new couple were happily eating and drinking. Vuhu yoimed amashka leim, loy kaboyis noishreis me'eno, v'noifleis v'kaiseyen, v'leise shor nischatim zardin, let us see, Rashi. Rashi says, Hutzrach, Shuya, Lehoya, the Shuya, the Magi, Avale, Haba, Rabbi, Le Teira, Le Rabbi, Le Umnish, Al Nagorim, Shuya, Indra, and an apprentice, Hutzrach, Lubay, Sarab, Kidim, Ishkim. Shtei Psilois, Pener Echot, Eishasi, shall others say that Shaila is, if he was Mizana with her in those 3 days, so the first Lashon held he wasn't taken. The second Lashon held that he was mizana with her in these 3 days.